StormLakeRadio.com, Chris Bachman talking Storm Lake Wrestling with head coach Ben Seaman as his team gearing up for a big double duel Thursday night, Cherokee, Hull Western Christian. Coach Seaman, thanks for the time, and this is a big one coming up on Thursday.
Yes, it is. We're really excited about it. The boys have worked hard and put themselves in a good spot. We talked about it a long time ago that if we could, you know, get through the conference, then we'd have an opportunity to win the dual conference title at home, and they've done that so far. So they've done everything we've asked of them. Just got to take care of business on Thursday.
Well, we want to really promote this and get a lot of fans in the stands. This is a big deal. I mean, as you know, this is a lot harder than it seems for, you know, some teams think, yeah, we won a conference title. Well, you know, it's been 20 years, and I mean, you guys have put yourself in position to have some bragging rights among Lakes Conference schools.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and the Lakes has been, you know, one of the better wrestling conferences, I would say, in the state, with Emmitsburg through a long stint there of winning, you know, not just conference titles, but Lake or state titles. Mm-hmm. And Spencer went on a stint of about 8 in a row, I think. So it's tough to do. It's tough to stay healthy enough to win duels starting in the first week of December all the way through almost the end of January. And 20 years has been a long time, and we feel really good about what we've done so far.
Well, you got a great group of young men that I know work awfully hard. And coach, set this situation and the scenario for Thursday for fans. What time does it start? How the duels might proceed that night?
Yeah, it'll start at 6 o'clock, and Cherokee and Hull Western Christian will wrestle first, and then we will wrestle Hull Western Christian, and then after that one, we will wrestle Cherokee for the finale, I guess, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. It'll be one mat. Hull Western doesn't have a ton of kids, so we don't need to go two mats. So with the one mat scenario is we like it a lot better for duels because, you know, you're just, you know, sitting right across from your opponent, and mm-hmm. we want to have a full gym that gets loud and rowdy for us.
I know they'll be rowdy, that's for sure. And talk about this team that's coming off the Kemper duels this past weekend, Ben. You went 4-1, you finished second. 14 duel wins now on the season for you and the guys. Tell me about Saturday and how things went.
Saturday was good. We wrestled some tough competition. Our one loss came to Missouri Valley, who's ranked fourth as a team. In class 1A, and they've got 6 or 7 ranked guys that have been state qualifiers or state place finishers. So they're as tough as team as we faced. We're sitting on 14 dual wins, like you said. We were a little banged up when we went to Sioux City East duels last week. Otherwise, we feel like we might be, you know, more towards the 17-18 mark for wins. Mm-hmm. But when you lose a couple guys to injuries, it can really, you know, swing how the duels go. But some of our other losses, I mean, we lost to Emmitsburg, who's ranked. We tied them and lost on criteria, and we also lost to Humboldt, who's ranked. And that one came down to the last match. So despite, you know, just one bad weekend at Sioux City East, we've done a really good job.
Absolutely, you have. And I know after Thursday, you're busy again on another Saturday. You make the trip over to Waverly.
Yeah, we head over to Waverly on Saturday. It's a little bit of a drive. The boys don't really like me for the drive on Saturday, but big picture, we see some different teams. We see some bigger schools. And the eastern side of the state's just got better wrestling right now. It's pretty obvious when you get to the state tournament that more schools from that side of the state are putting guys on the podium, and we need to go over there and see some of those guys to get a little bit of more of a mix of what we see around here. Not that what we see around here is bad.
Right.
There's a lot of tough guys around here, but collectively this is probably the toughest tournament that we go to.
I mean, it's a grind. It's a long season, coach, and if you look down that crystal ball and picture yourself in another month, we're hoping we're peaking at the right time.
Yeah, we think that we're in position to peak at the right time. Last year, we kind of drooped in February and didn't really put our best foot forward at the end of the season at the district tournament. And we think that another year and another year of experience and just getting older, that we know how to prepare for the big one at the end, you know.
Yeah, definitely so. And the big one is this Thursday night. That's what's on the forefront for Tornado Wrestling fans, Cherokee and Western Christian. It's going to be a good one, Ben.
It'll be a great one. You know, like I said, if we could just pack that gym, even if you don't know a lot about wrestling, that's what I hear a lot. I don't really understand it. We still want you there, and we still want you to chat, clap and be loud and everything else. So,
all right, Coach.
We hope to see everybody there.
Best of luck to you, all right?
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Ben Seaman joining us here online, the Sports Tab at StormLakeRadio.com.